Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today's stories highlight how clinical innovation and manufacturing strategy continue to evolve side by side across the biopharma sector. From positive late-stage oncology and rare disease trial results to growing attention on operational risks tied to highly potent therapies, companies are increasingly balancing scientific advancement with practical commercialization challenges. First, Kelun Biotech reported positive Phase 3 results for sacituzumab tirumotecan, or sac-TMT, in first-line metastatic triple-negative breast cancer. The TROP2-directed antibody drug conjugate demonstrated a statistically significant improvement in progression-free survival compared with chemotherapy. The results are clinically important because triple-negative breast cancer remains one of the most aggressive and difficult-to-treat forms of breast cancer, and the data further reinforce growing momentum behind ADC therapies in solid tumors. Meanwhile, BioMarin announced that vosoritide met the primary endpoint in a Phase 3 trial evaluating children with hypochondroplasia, a rare genetic growth disorder. According to the company, treatment led to statistically significant improvements in annualized growth velocity. BioMarin plans to submit a supplemental biologics license application to the FDA, potentially expanding the reach of vosoritide beyond achondroplasia into additional skeletal dysplasia indications. And finally, BioPharm International spoke with industry expert Paul Lopolito about cleaning validation strategies for antibody drug conjugate manufacturing. As ADC pipelines expand, manufacturers are facing increasing pressure to manage cross-contamination risk, occupational exposure concerns, and regulatory expectations tied to highly potent compounds. Lopolito emphasized that risk-based approaches are becoming essential as facilities adapt to more complex oncology manufacturing environments. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.